Mark Tugubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again for joining us a few moments of Bible study together. And we're talking about the glorious, wonderful truth of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. We're talking about this miracle of the new birth, this marvelous way by which an individual is born into the family of God and becomes a child of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in John chapter 3, and we're continuing to discuss this wonderful truth concerning salvation and faith in Jesus Christ. Let me read to bring us up to date. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus knew Nicodemus's heart and what he was really looking for. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verse 3, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, we mentioned last time how that the lost are in spiritual darkness. They're blind, and they do not comprehend and fully understand there's only one way of salvation, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Remember, Nicodemus is thinking in physical terms. And that's what we all think of a lot of times, is in physical terms. But Jesus is talking about spiritual truth. And spiritual terms are foreign to a person who's never accepted Christ as his Savior. So Nicodemus doesn't understand. He's ignorant of the truth. And so Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And Jesus explains in verse 6 what he's saying. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's the water birth. It's a natural birth. It's physical birth. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's the spiritual birth. That's the second birth. That's what Jesus was referring to when he said, Ye must be born again. He was talking about spiritual birth and Nicodemus being born again in his spirit. For we're told in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 that we're dead in trespasses and in sin, spiritually speaking. In our spirit, man is born spiritually dead. He's born separated from God, and that's why he needs salvation and eternal life, because he's spiritually dead to the things of the Lord. And that's why the Holy Spirit of God must come and convict an individual of their sin and draw a person to Jesus Christ as Savior. For no man can come unto the Father except the Spirit draw him, Jesus said. And so we see the Lord speaking to Nicodemus, and he says, You must be born again. This is a essential truth, beloved. You must be born again. Now, many people are sincere in what they do and what they believe. Many times, many kinds of religion, and many people are sincere in their religious belief. I heard a woman one time speaking to a group of tourists, and she said, Heaven is like the top of a great snow-covered mountain. She said, There are many paths that lead to the summit. You go your way, we'll go our way, and we'll all reach the summit together in blissful harmony. Well, beloved, that's a lie of the devil. It's deception by Satan. Satan devises all kinds of lies to keep people from the truth and to keep them bound in spiritual darkness. There's only one way to heaven. There's only one door. There's only one path. And Jesus Christ is the way, John 14:6 tells us. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We're told in Acts chapter 4, I believe it is. Yes, beloved, Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. And anyone who's involved in anything else, trying to get to heaven through any other means, is not going to make it. There's only one way. And that's why Jesus said, "Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it." One way is about as narrow as you can get. I was speaking to a cousin one time, my wife's cousin, who is was a lawyer for many years. He's gone into eternity now. But he was saying, when we first were called to go to the mission field, he said, "Bob, what are you going to the mission field for?" Said, "Don't those people have religion?" And I said, "Oh, yes, they have religion." "Well," he said, "aren't they sincere?" I said, "No, definitely they're sincere. As a matter of fact, many of them are more sincere in their belief than many Christians are in serving the Lord." "Well," he said, "if they're sincere in what they believe in, don't you think that that's good enough?" I said, "Well, it doesn't matter really what I think. My opinion's not going to make any difference. What does matter is what God says." And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father which is in heaven, but by me." Jesus is the only way. And so he said to me, "Well, Bob, that's being pretty narrow-minded, isn't it?" I said, "Yes. One way is about as narrow as you can get. And you know, man's idea is, well, just do the best you can, and you believe in what you have, what light you have, and you'll make it." No, beloved, that's the deception and lie of the devil, which deceiveth the whole world. He's a liar and the father of lies. And, beloved, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." And so I was talking to my cousin. He said, "You know," I said, "you know, when you're flying in an airplane, you're kind of particular about where the plane lands. You want the plane to land on a runway. You don't want it landing in a field. You don't want it landing on a street in the middle of a bunch of houses. You want it to land on the runway at the airport. You're kind of narrow-minded about that." And you see, beloved, there's a lot of things that man's narrow-minded about. But when it comes to eternal life and the future and the eternal destiny of man, he becomes very narrow-minded, and he thinks about his own way. And he doesn't want to go God's way, but he wants to go his way. Man is narrow-minded. There's only one way to heaven, and that way is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He's the only way. And so neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. And so Nicodemus said to the Lord, how is it, the Lord speaking to him, "The wind bloweth where it will, where it listeth," Jesus said, "and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whether it goeth. so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That is, this is a birth that's hard for man to comprehend and understand. Even as the wind blows where it will, and man tries to determine where the wind's going to go and where a storm's going to go, but it's hard to determine, like a tornado. People put out warnings of tornadoes that are coming, but they have no idea where the tornado's going to go. They say it's in this general area, and it's moving this way or that way, and yet they don't know who it's going to hit and who it's not going to hit. So, he says, is the work of the Spirit of God in a man's heart. Only that individual can know and can experience a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he said to him, to Nicodemus, spiritual birth is something like that. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I've told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things, spiritual truth? And no man hath ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which was in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and Nicodemus knew about that serpent that was lifted up in the wilderness because there were snakes that had invaded the camp of the Israelites, and God told Moses to put a brass serpent on a pole, and that whoever looked at it would be healed and would be protected, and those that looked and believed were protected and healed. But those who did not believe, those who did not look, they died. And so he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And Jesus was lifted up on an old rugged cross, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. O beloved, if you'll cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for me, that you were buried, that you arose again. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. He will hear your prayer. He'll hear that cry, and he'll come in and deliver you from sin and set you free. Till next time, goodbye.